Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 464 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Patty, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us to organize our finances, our business finances, our money coming in, money going out, and invoicing. And they make it incredibly easy. They also have an award-winning mobile app, so you can check the financial health of your business on the go too. And come tax season, it's going to be very easy for you to organize everything so you can get those numbers right and not worry and have a headache. So go ahead and check it out today for 30 days, actually, for free, by going to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Patty.
Hi, Pat. My name is Patty Good, and I am an empowerment expert for motherhood. I have a website, which is pattygood.com. My question is that I would like to start offering extra value to my audience through audio, and I came across podcasting, of which I didn't know anything about. And I've had a look at some of your stuff, and my question is, do I need to do the full podcasting setup? Because what I would like to do is simply record Skype calls. I'd like to be able to speak to some experts, speak to some mums about their great birth stories, about 10, 15 minutes. And I'd really like to start simply just by recording my Skype calls. Can I just start with that? Is that good enough? Can I get good enough audio quality from that? Or do I need to do a full setup? So just wanted your help with that. Thanks.
Hey, Patty, thank you so much for this question. And kudos to you for what you do. I think moms are the most important people in the world. Obviously, I wouldn't be here without my mom. My wife is a mom. She's awesome. Moms are awesome. Thank you for helping them out and empowering them. They deserve all the credit in the world. Now, to help you out, do you need this whole full podcasting equipment? It's hard because whenever we want to start something new, we always want to get the best stuff, right? Especially those of us who are tech nerds. It can be really easy to just spend thousands of dollars on podcasting setup, but you don't need that. Even if you want to record great podcast episodes on your own, it doesn't really matter. All you need is a great microphone, an audio editor of some kind, whether it's GarageBand or Audacity, or maybe you have access to Adobe Audition, which is what I'm using right now. Doesn't matter. You need a good mic, a decent mic. You need editing software. And if you're recording calls on Skype, you need Skype, obviously, and then a way to record that. And if you are on Skype and you want to record your calls, if you're on a Mac, use Call Recorder for Mac. It's by a company called Ecamm, E-C-A-M-M. You can look it up and download it straight off of their website. I think it's like $29 or something. And it allows you to record your calls, even video calls. And then you can export them as MP3s, which you can then drop into your editor. And that's it. That's all you need. If you are on a PC, use Pamela for Skype. But either one will allow you to do that. And that will give you great audio if you have a decent mic. That's going to be the most important thing here. Now, what mic would you or would I recommend? Well, the one that you're using right now isn't bad, but I wouldn't recommend using it. It has a sort of hollow tone, and that's no offense to you. It's just it sounds like one of those traditional headset microphones, which are great for conversation, but for recording a podcast, you know, the audio is the most important thing or one of the most important things. So what I would do is actually get hooked up with what is called the Audio-Technica ATR-2100 USB microphone. So that is the ATR-2100 by Audio-Technica, and that plugs directly into your computer via USB, and that gives you this great sound quality that sounds almost like the one that you hear coming off of my mic right now. It's very close. People who don't have a trained ear won't even notice the difference, really. And it's 20% of the price of this mic that I'm using right now. I'm using the Heil PR40, which needs a mixer and all that stuff, so it's going to add additional costs. You don't need that. You don't need the full setup and the full professional setup. Really, it's going to sound very professional with the ATR-2100 from Audio-Technica, your Skype calls, and that's it. And you want to have headphones on, of course, so you can listen to the other person too at the same time. That sound doesn't go into your microphone coming off of your computer speakers. But besides that, just an audio editor, whether it's GarageBand or Audacity or maybe Adobe Audition if you have access to that already. But that's really all you need. And then I would recommend going to podcastingtutorial.com to follow the instructions there. I go over some of these microphone options too. I show you the ATR-2100 if you want to see what that looks like. That goes for about $50 to $70 on Amazon. So it's a very, very decent price, especially if you're going to be doing this. You want your audio to sound great. Now, the thing I will say is sometimes the audio on the other end on the Skype calls aren't going to be so great, and that's okay. They do on my episodes because most of the people I speak to also have a great microphone. A lot of them also podcast. So a lot of times the people I speak to on my podcast, they have a great mic setup and we both sound great. But sometimes they're on a phone and that's okay. Sometimes they have the Logitech headset microphone and that's okay too. As long as your audio is great, your audience isn't going to expect both sides to be perfect. As long as they can hear it and then you could do a good job of summarizing what people are saying. And just, again, if your audio quality is great, it's going to really enhance the show and make it fantastic and make people want to listen to it more. Even if you have the best content in the world, if your audio quality, especially as the host, is terrible, it's not even going to be worth the effort. So, again, invest a little bit in that microphone. It's not going to cost you that much. The Audio-Technica ATR-2100, and get Skype, which you have already, and then Ecamm's Call Recorder for Mac. Or if you have a PC, that's Pamela for Skype, and then your editing software, and that's really all you need. So again, head on over to podcastingtutorial.com. It's completely free, walks you through 6 videos showing you the ins and outs of podcasting, how to get it all set up, how to get it up on iTunes and all that stuff. That's going to help you out. But really, you don't need that much to get started, and hopefully this helps a lot of you who know you want to start a podcast and you know you should have started a podcast already. Hopefully this is going to break down some of those barriers and get rid of those excuses that you have, because I'll tell you, podcasting has changed my life. It's changed my business, the course of my business. It's changed how many people I've been able to reach and serve, and it's just been amazing. So I wish you all the best, Patty. I can't wait to hear your podcast, and keep me posted. If you have any more questions, let me know. Look me up on Twitter at Pat Flynn, and hopefully by having been introduced to podcasting, you will become a podcaster too soon. So cheers and best of luck to you. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on the page. And I'll collect your question from there and try to answer as many as I can 5 days a week here. Thank you all so much. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us to manage our business finances. They also have an award-winning mobile app so you can check the health of your business on the go too. Just a couple buttons to print out all those necessary forms that you need for taxes. And they serve over 3 million small business owners, including myself, so they can serve you too. Go ahead and check it out for 30 days for free, 30-day free trial at getfreshbooks.com. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. Thank you again so much for listening, and I really appreciate you. We're finishing off the week here. Great. To finish off, here's a quote from John Cleese, and that is, creativity is not a talent. It is a way of operating. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you. Have a scary but safe and fun, exciting Halloween for those of you who celebrate. And I look forward to seeing your pictures on Instagram. You'll see mine on Halloween Day on Instagram, at Pat Flynn. Check it out. Thanks so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for all the reviews on iTunes, and I'll see you next week. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.